As we wrap up this episode, it's time for another Deeper Roots with our friends at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You're going to love this. I went down to Janesville, Wisconsin, and got to meet the owner and president and managing partner of the Janesville Jets, the amateur junior hockey program that's there in Janesville. And we talked for a while, and then I got on the ice, and I was a goalie or assist.
You were a goalie? Okay.
No, I was assist. I didn't stop anything, actually. It's
how
funny.
Do you not? You're as big as the goal.
Because my waist was at the crossbar. And so in order for me to stop things, it was all below, and then the stick
butterfly, get down, get loose. Let's
I
go.
Did, and then you'll see it, but there's one piece of this where I said, all right, I'm going on my knees, which I didn't do right, because apparently you're not supposed to just kneel on those pads. You flip them up and make a thing, but I didn't do that. Never done this
back
before.
Pad, sure.
And then I was like, all right, shoot one at my glove so I can try to use my glove. And he zipped one right over my head. I'm like, whoop, this job is not for me. Let's do something else and skate around a little bit. Anyway, good story. Like all these stories, we go after some deep-rooted stuff with Farm and Fleet. This is another episode of Deeper Roots. John with the Jets. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure, since you are on, like, could you get up and walk right now, or do you have some sort of cast or a cane nearby?
Fair question. I'm fine. No
You're
injuries.
Healthy. Okay.
Everybody was.
I will watch without worry. I was going to watch with great dread and trepidation. Now I will watch just for the entertainment value.
There's a part of me I wish you wouldn't have known that, because there's a very good chance that I would have been injured in this one. But yep. I signed the waiver. We're all good. All right. Deeper Roots with Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We head to the Janesville Jets.
All right. Let's go do some hockey goalieing. Story of my life.
Farmers, brewers, hunters, packers, badgers, cheeseheads, neighbors. No matter what name we go by, we are bound together by our roots. These are the people, the stories, and the patriotism from inside Wisconsin. Welcome to Deeper Roots with Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Another episode of Deeper Roots. In Janesville, Wisconsin, the Janesville Jets, Bill McCutcheon. I got that right.
You got it right.
So, founder of the Janesville Jets, managing partner of the Janesville Jets, president. Do you fill in as goalie? Like, where are we at? That's a heck of a title.
I played goalie 1 year in Pee Wee's, so I could do it if they needed it.
That's awesome. So, give us the deeper roots story of you in hockey as we sit here in the Janesville Ice Arena, which, by the way, it's clear you didn't come with this building.
No, this one's 50 years old. Hopefully we're going to get a new facility here in the next couple of years. But sort of the backstory on this is I grew up in a hockey town, Superior, Wisconsin, and was fortunate enough to be able to play in 3 state high school championship games. I was on 2 teams that won the high school state championship. And then I got involved with youth hockey through my sons and junior hockey. I noticed that Wisconsin kids weren't getting opportunities that other kids were getting.
So what was it that made you go, of all the things I could do, let's start a junior hockey team?
I had the means to do it. I had the desire to do it. I had been part of Team Wisconsin, which is the elite midget program here in Wisconsin. Those are kids 16 to 18. Their next step on their journey is junior hockey, and I'd see a lot of really good players go to junior tryouts and get cut. Didn't make any sense to me.
As you were bringing the Jets to Janesville, what was it about this community that went, let's do that, that's sweet?
It's a good sized town. It's 66,000 people. If you want to do things at night, a lot of times you got to go to Madison or Rockford or Chicago or Milwaukee. There wasn't sort of that entertainment aspect here in town that was affordable for families. But it almost didn't happen, Trevor, because General Motors closed a year sooner than we thought they were.
Oh, wow.
It was in October of 2008. I'll never forget it. I come downstairs, I read the Wisconsin State Journal banner headline, GM to close at the end of the year. And our goal was to start in 2009. And my wife comes downstairs and she says, what's the matter? And I said, GM's going to close a year early. I don't know if we can do Janesville anymore. And she says, that town needs you now more than ever. And I called my other major partner at the time, Mark Cullen from J.P. Cullen & Sons, and I said, here's what's going on. What do you think? And he said, what do you think? I said, Carol thinks we ought to give it a shot. The town needs us. And he said, I'm in if you're in. Well, sort of our 3-part mission is affordable family entertainment, developing and advancing elite athletes who want to achieve their dream of playing college hockey. And then community service. We do more than 2,000 hours of community service per year. We make sure that the kids understand they have to give back. If they get this opportunity to achieve their dream, then they owe something to the community that gave them that opportunity.
What is it about the Jets and what you offer here at the NAHL level that keeps families coming back?
Fun. It's something fun to do in Janesville, Wisconsin on a Friday or a Saturday night. They know these kids are part of the community. They get to be part of their journey. They know these kids are here for 1, 2, maybe 3 years max, and they get to know them a little bit.
This level, you have to have a community behind you, otherwise it doesn't go. From not only sponsorships around the arena, but ticket sales, and then there's this host family thing.
We call them billet families in hockey, and our kids are required by league rules to live with a host family, even if they're 18 or 19 or 20 years old. And we think that makes them more part of the community, and these families become their family.
There's a huge, I don't know, pride piece to that when the kids, literally kids, 16 to 20 years old, come in here, and now they're in the NHL. How many are in there?
Well, we've had 3 play games in the NHL so far. We've had 4 total that have been drafted, so they're not the same group of people. Those 4 who have been drafted still are, I think, are a very good shot to play in the NHL, and I think there are 1 or 2 kids on this year's team who may get that same opportunity in the future. So, by the way, we're the first team in the history of junior hockey in the United States to allow a girl to play in a game. Annalise Bergmus is now a freshman at Cornell University. It was tremendous. We had this whole arena that night, Trevor, filled with moms and little girls. And after the game, they all want to get a hug and a picture with Annalise Bergmus. We lost that night 2-1, but she stood on her head. We ran into a hot goalie. Annalise did her part.
Speaking of hot goalies, I think I'm going to put some pads on here in a second and maybe see if I'm...
You ready for a heater?
Am I? No. The answer to that is no. What's the opposite of a hot goalie? Is it this word named sieve?
Sieve.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Is there an idea of how one stands up in one
leg? One leg at a time.
One leg at a time.
Yep.
Look at
there
that.
There you go.
Look at that.
Okay.
They fit.
Our goalie's 6'5", maybe 180.
I want to be in here when he puts these back on.
Oh, this does not smell good.
Dude needs to hit the weight room, too. His arms are pretty tiny. Hey,
damn, Trevor, we might tender you. You're about the right size for us. We like that.
I'm 40.
You're out of eligibility for juniors.
Good. Look at that. Yes. There we go. You are ready to rock.
Yeah, I am officially sweating.
Hey, it works.
I'm in.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Oh, got the glove. He needs to break this in more. I need to get stronger. All right.
Right? This is going to be an iconic Deeper Roots.
Going to test me. Okay. First test is going to be not to fall. Hey, look at
me. Looking good, Trevor. Looking good.
Nope. I don't think good is what we look, but... I see them like this, right? You gotta, and then.
Cutting up the ice?
Yeah, just, you know, all help I can get, Bill. Woo! You should probably back up, huh?
Are you getting nervous?
Getting? No.
This is just warming you up, that's all.
When these kids get here, they're fairly developed already from a hockey standpoint,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're not teaching much.
No. Well, yeah, we are. We're trying to get them to the next level. So a heater would be if I get a slap shot. We're not gonna do that.
I feel like that's not a good idea. So I take it the stick is supposed to protect
here. The stick's got the middle, right there.
Noted. Yeah. Can't see the other. Okay. Protect the middle, Trevor, with the stick. Now you know why I played basketball. Here, you want that back?
I think you're doing great.
No, I'm not. I'm doing terrible.
Fans are not happy. The coach is ready to pull you. You need to make a save.
Okay, I'm on it.
Ready?
Okay.
Oh!
I'm on one now, let's go.
You got a save. Look at that, ready?
Why do you go between my legs? It makes me look so stupid. Okay. Why am I trying to kick it? I'm trying to kick the puck out of the way. I feel like maybe the stick isn't big enough to cover between my legs. Couple more and then we'll chat mid-ice.
All right.
This is not meant for a 6'8 man. I'm going out here.
All right, let's go chat. So on game night, when those stands are full, there's nothing like it for a hockey player. Gives them a lot of energy. A lot of times there's college scouts here, sometimes pro scouts here. These kids are competing their tails off to try and get a college scholarship. And that's what makes junior hockey fun. Every night could be your, could make the difference for you.
So how many people do you seat?
1,100 is sold out. We typically get a few sellouts every year. There's nothing like that when it happens. I mean, the whole town's buzzing about it for weeks afterwards, how much fun it was and how loud and crazy it was in the arena. You know, we try and create a special experience, not only for the fans, but the kids on the ice.
Why the Janesville Jets? Why, how do you get somebody that, like myself, I didn't grow up playing hockey, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
That was proof. How do you get somebody to fall in love with this?
It starts at a young age. And usually your friends are playing, the neighborhoods are, kids are playing, your brother played, maybe your sister played, and you've been going to games and you just want to do it. Only thing you pay for if you come here are your skates and your billet fees, which are your monthly rental fees to live with a local family. That's it. Kids aspire to be here. This is a level they know that they can get noticed, get that exposure, get great coaching to help develop them and take them to the next level.
But there's something about a sold out small piece. So how do you combat that as you go forward?
So the new arena would have 500 more seats. So it's not huge by junior hockey standards, but we think we can fill that too.
And have a heck of a time in a sold out arena like this in
yeah.
Janesville, Wisconsin. You're doing some special stuff. Throw down that glove. I mean, not really. Let's not do that. I'll land on my feet.
Pull the jersey over yeah. and let you have it?
Why is that the thing? Why do you pull the jersey over the head?
To take away the arms of the other guy.
And that,
right?
It works.
It works.
And then you do this.
It works.
You're big time, Bill. This Thanks. Is cool, man. This I'm really glad you invited us out to tell the story of the Jets and really your story. Deeper Roots is about a people, a person, a family, and from Superior, Wisconsin to Janesville, you couldn't have covered more of the state of Wisconsin in your time, right? But you moved to Madison and you took a leap and you're on to something.
It's been fun. Honored to be part of it and, you know, be part of kids' journey to get to the next level and be part of this community, the revitalization of this community. You know, it's probably the most rewarding part of our lives.
Cheers, thanks, man. Thanks a lot for having
yeah.
us.
There we go. There we go.
I like that you threw it right at me. I play first in men's league, beer league softball. You're talking and I'm literally sliding right past the camera.
We probably have more Division I goalies over the last 15 years than any other team in junior hockey. You gonna be the next?
No. No. I'm gonna be up there with the Miller Lite.
It's okay, as long as you bring your family and a bunch of friends.
Yeah. I haven't skated in a long time. And actually ever in hockey, goalie gear? Oh, I see what this is. I don't need that.
Well, that was fun. Turns out I'm not a goalie, in case you were wondering, but I did have a blast meeting Bill McCoshin on another great episode of Deeper Roots here with our friends at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. If you want to dig deeper into Bill and the Janesville Jets, just visit janesvillejets.com or follow along on their social media. They do a great job down there. Of course, we're always looking for our next Deeper Roots guest as well, so please reach out with your deep-rooted story. Fill out the form online at farmandfleet.com/deeperroots. Don't forget to like and comment below. Hit subscribe if you're watching on the YouTube, and if you're listening to the podcast side, we're always grateful for a 5-star review. All right, thanks. We'll catch you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye.